Listen up, Sydney. Hey! Mick Molloy is back on Triple M. So buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. Wow. Let's do a head count. Yes, you've made it, MG.
Just. Brocker, please.
We'll get to you and your antics a little later on.
Is the judiciary involved with anyone?
You're still wearing the wig.
Did you sleep in that wig last night?
And a dressing gown. You've had a shocker. And Kat, look, we'll get to Mad Monday and we will unpack it in detail at the 7 o'clock hour because we've got some business to attend to in the meantime. Merrick Watts on the program today.
Yep.
But we start, as usual, with this.
Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Humdinger. Yeah, got that right. And we have wiped the slate clean again after it went off on yesterday's program.
Yes.
Through some excellent humming from yours truly. What was it? Land Down Under.
It was your best.
It was some of my best. So it went through to $800. We start today at $200. Stepping up to the plate. Marcus, how are you, Marcus?
How you going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure to have you. Where are you calling from?
Out at Greystones, mate.
All right. What's happening there at the moment? What's the rumpus?
Oh, not much out there. Just naming a few timbers.
Good boy.
All right, Marcus.
Trying to keep out of trouble.
Yeah, good for you. Keep your head down, mate. Wait till it all blows over.
Yes.
You'll be right.
Yeah.
Rely on a good circle of friends and just hope for the best.
Love the one you're with.
Okay, that's good advice too.
Boys.
All right, Marcus, you know how this goes down. Yep.
Yep.
All right, man, a few words.
I think Marcus has got no chance.
It's not a chatterbox.
He's got no chance in the hell.
Marcus, I'm going to lay it out for you. You're going to guess it, and you're going to walk away with $200. Are you ready?
Come on.
Here we go. Oof, that's just the hook. That's all you get.
I like it.
What do you think, Marcus?
Oh, mate. Can you give me some more?
No.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Well, it's really hard.
I'll repeat what I'm doing, but I'm not giving any more on that. This is the chorus.
Yeah, okay, we'll repeat it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah, what are you? Lee, Marcus, you've got this. Ask anyone in Greystones.
I'll give it a pun. Van Halen Dreams.
Ooh.
Do you know what? You're in the kind of the right genre, but no cigar.
Lucky, Marcus.
For you, Marcus, what you do get, though, is a Mick and MG in the morning bum bag, which will make you the hottest fashion plate in Greystones.
Hey, Mick, while I got you, can I give a shout-out to Riverside Brewery in Parramatta?
Of course you can.
I know you're into your craft beer.
No,
maybe
mate.
Maybe one day we can do
What do they do? What's their best beer?
Fresh local craft beer. Oh, yep. We've got the 777 double IPA, 1.2%.
Yep.
If you're ever in the area, come down.
Well, I will. Send me one and we'll knock a couple off on air.
Send you a couple of four packs.
Do it, mate. I'd love it. Always happy to help the little boys get out and about. Name the brewery again.
Riverside Brewery in Parramatta.
Sounds like if you're going to honk onto a coldie, give the boys a run. Good on you, Marcus.
Good on you, Marcus.
Well done. And it jackpots to $400 tomorrow, if you know what that is. Win page at triplem.com.au. Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M.
Tick-tock. Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
Jeez, I've been given some awkward writing instructions on this program over the years. But can you hurry up? I need to go to the toilet from Cat. It's one of the classics.
That's the best one, isn't it?
Here we are.
Don't get a lot of time.
Trying to entertain the public.
Yeah, she said.
Told to hurry up.
I can hang on till 7, she said.
You play some waterfall music for me? If you can.
Yes. Definitely
don't
not.
Go chase a waterfall.
Stop it. It's going to be very unpleasant in here if you're not careful.
Put the windscreen wipers on.
Anyway, get comfy, everyone at home. This yes. segment's going to go for
8 minutes.
Mick and MG and more. Now, do I need to go to the top?
Hurry up.
All right. You were like this yesterday at Mad Monday. You were always disappearing.
Yes.
I think you're still feeling the after effects. What have we got?
You better do the story, guys, because you know I can go on and on and on. Are you okay, Kat? Hurry up. Okay.
What's the story?
This is a new study that has shown your music taste can actually reveal exactly what personality type you have.
What do you mean?
This is extraordinary. So they've done a massive survey of 80,000 fans and 50 famous musicians. And they've found that if you like music like No Diggity by Blackstreet.
Oh.
I like the way you work it.
Oh, No Diggity.
Do you guys like that song?
No.
Sorry?
Wee wee.
I love that song.
No widdle, widdle, widdle.
No widdle, widdle.
Well, guess what you are, Kat?
What?
Where'd you go?
A psychopath.
Oh, what?
You are a psycho.
Oh, that song.
I am not. That's a wonderful R&B song.
You'll stalk someone one day. You're not doing it already.
And if you like popular chart-topping music, you are more likely to be an agreeable person.
Oh.
Stop dancing in the studio, please.
Yeah. I love that song.
Wow.
It's a good song.
If you like Ozzy Osbourne, does it mean you want to bite the head off a bat?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do they say about Ozzy Osbourne?
For Ozzy Osbourne, if you're a fan of that music, you tend to be obnoxious and disagreeable.
Yeah. Oh, really? Checks out.
Really like Ozzy Osbourne. What if you like sitting down and watching Eurovision every year?
They haven't been able to come to that conclusion.
What if you like the music on Triple M, the House of M's non-stop 50-minute music marathon?
What about, say about Eurasia? Our listeners? What about Eurasia?
Oh, what about Eurasia? You're a slightly simple giant.
No, you're complex and lovable.
A slightly simple giant.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
I know it is.
Oh, hey.
What's your favourite Eurasia song?
A Little Respect.
Yeah, that one.
Is that really a song, or you're asking for a little more respect?
No, that's a song.
Yeah. I did expect you to sing it yesterday at Mad Monday, though.
I know. That went off, didn't it?
It really did. What else?
Marvin Gaye.
Oh.
When I get this feeling, I want sexual healing.
I used to like that song.
I think Marvin Gaye's doing a pretty good job on his own thing. Yeah.
Okay. What's that make me?
You are agreeable.
Okay.
I am.
All right. I've got nothing else to say, but I just don't want to end the segment yet.
Honestly, quickly, what about this? Heavy metal.
Quickly? Well, let's just unpack this. The first time I ever listened to heavy metal was Uriah Heep. Now, settle down, everyone, while I tell you this.
I'm honestly about to leave without the mic.
It's hard to watch.
Okay, goodbye.